It's often said a good sign maker changes the look of the town she or he works in. Yvette Rutledge has been beautifying New Orleans with her hand-lettered signs since 1995. Yvette, welcome.
Thank you, Joseph. It's nice to be here.
Tell me about sort of the beginning, the first years, because you founded Mystic Blue Signs on Magazine Street in 1997.
I did some freelancing, and I just really felt that there was a lot of room for a broader expression in lettering than what I was seeing. So when it came to New Orleans, I started doing more and more freelance work and just found I had enough work to do to open a shop. Even that on Magazine was a gamble, but we felt if we hung out a shingle and said hand-painted signs, that either people would get it or they wouldn't. And Magazine Street had a lot of traffic, so we thought it would be a good location for it. And it turned out to be that way. And I think that because the computer has made the bulk of the signs now since about the mid-80s, there's been plenty of room, especially in the last 10 years, for hand lettering to make inroads generally back in. We were always a quirky shop. We were the odd man out. We were swimming upstream. There were other shops that never got computers, and there are shops that use computers and still hand letter. But it seems as though there's much more interest in hand lettering in general than there used to be 30 years ago, because the computer generation, the kids that grew up with computers, they really get it. They get computers. But there's also the other side of it, that the tactile approach to making something by hand is gaining more appreciation, in the same way that you could say that things like craft beers and organic vegetables, because there are, you see the touch of the human hand, you see the human expression in it.
You and your partner, Vince Mitchell, mm-hmm. founded the Center for the Lettering Arts at Mystic Blue Signs in 2010. So what was the motivation behind that?
We'd been teaching a little bit, but we just felt that there was enough interest now in hand lettering coming back into graphic design and just as a pastime, that we really believed that people would look for and respond to a place where they could focus on that and learn that. And we've not been disappointed in that. There's been a lot of interest in hand lettering classes. Some people fall in love with pointed pens and want to do fancy calligraphy. Other people were really brush people. Some people discover that they absolutely love black letter, which is the generic term for what we sort of refer to as old English lettering. And they immediately take off in that direction. So it's a really varied response. But I haven't had any students say, I really don't like doing this. It's not for me. They find their own niche. And because the alphabet belongs to everybody and because we all grew up writing, somehow that seems natural. It should be an expressive form, and people should find their own means of expression.
Is there a specific example of maybe a sign you made recently that people might see if they're walking around the French Quarter or Magazine?
People can't go very far without stumbling over one of our signs, because if you're on Magazine or in the French Quarter, they're on every block. We just redid a giant alligator, a 7-foot alligator, on Decatur Street for the gumbo filet. It's cut out and painted and has, you know, jaws that are big enough to take your head off. Of course, it's just a big fake thing, but it's almost impossible to see a block with hand-painted signs and not have one that comes from our shop.
What is it about hand lettering and sign making that fascinates you so much?
Well, I like the technical side of it. I don't consider myself as much of a fine artist as some sign painters are, because that's not my central interest. I just like the way letters go together. And the fact that every situation means that you can do something different with the combinations, I find it really creative and expressive.
Yvette, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us at the studio.
Well, this was fun. Obviously, this is something I could talk about for days, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Yvette Rutledge of Mystic Blue Signs. To learn more about Yvette and the art of hand lettering, you can visit nolav.com and mysticbluesigns.com or wwno.org. For Nola V and WWNO, this is Joe Schreiner.